in the course of our talking, I said to Pat, you know, you and I think a lot alike about a lot of things. Why don't we write a paper together? So we wrote a paper that was published in Brain in 1962. And we struggled with that paper, putting it all together, presenting a pattern theory format to practically everything, because we were certainly both dead against the Cartesian SR straight through one-to-one psychophysical bullshit. Right.
And that was Wall and Melzack.
That was Melzack and Wall.
Oh, that was Melzack and Wall.
That's right. Okay. It was sort of my idea, and we initiated it, and it was certainly jointly done all the way through, and Pat's contribution was tremendous. And I think it was I who had the idea, in fact, of putting it all out. The time when it became feasible, we were writing. And the time came feasible was when it dawned on me that if we set it out as a series of propositions or statements and then provided data to support the statements, like you need more than one impulse, you know, you need patterning, it can't, you know, and that sort of thing. So that was, so the paper really came along fine and was sent to Brain, and the editor of Brain was Lord Brain, who signed his letters Brain, and he was very pleased with it, and he accepted it, and it was published, and I got a couple of letters from Don Hebb, or a letter from Don Hebb saying, atta boy, and I think three people read the paper, and that was the end of it.
Right.
In the meantime, I still... Now I'm gut involved in pain, okay? I mean, I've been really in every, not just merely intellectually, but Mrs. Hull and her pain.
The passion is there.
Now the passion's there. Now I suddenly realize that by incredible fluke, I'd stumbled into an area that I could make an intellectual life out of, you know? That gave my life the meaning that I wanted in life and was useful, and it was a contribution, and that I would do something good with my life, or I could do something good. I mean, that sense of guilt that goes along with depression was always with me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was guilty of, but I was always guilty.
Yeah.
And suddenly I could, even that could take some of that guilt away, assuage that guilt if I were doing this good thing to help people somehow.
Yeah.
Or that would or could help people. So I was now really well into the field of pain, know, gut and head involved.
Yeah.
And at one point, I suggested to Pat that we try another paper in which we take that first one that was a good paper, but never was read by anybody and had no impact on anything whatever, and deal exclusively with the problem of pain. So Pat thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was offered a job here at McGill.